Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
All right. So I love watching comedy. I'm still one of those people that love my stand-up comedy. In fact, I was a stand-up comedian at some point.
No.
Yes, you in varsity.
Not. You've got jokes, my
friend. No, I'm serious. No.
I kind of see it, though.
I was a stand-up comedian at varsity. Ask anybody that went to varsity with me, they'll tell you.
I see you more as the person who goes to a comedy show and says, that guy was not even funny.
Yeah. No. Or who heckles from the back.
No. I was good, guys. I was good. I just, I needed a steady form of income. And little did I know that I'd come into the entertainment industry again. But yeah, so I was watching Joe Coy, amazing American Filipino stand-up comedian, and basically at some point in his set he starts talking about the fact that hip-hop has changed. Like, we grew up with the kind of hip-hop where you could hear who is actually rapping, and you could hear what they are talking about. There was a message to it. And then somehow along the line, I think it was in the 2000s when T-Pain and them got into it, the auto-tune got into it, and then
Soulja Boy.
Yeah, then everybody started mumbling. So if you are like late
30s, mumble rap.
Yeah, mumble. Yeah, everybody's mumbling. Yeah. If you're over like 35, going into your 40s and 50s, this is your time to vent. Come with us. So I'm gonna ask you, are you getting this new age of hip hop and music in general?
You know, musically. So I don't know what they're saying. I can't hear. I could be swearing at people that I don't want to be swearing at. But you know, sometimes the rhythm sounds nice.
Yeah. The beat is good. It's catchy, right?
You're right. Yeah. So that's about it. That it's literally just the musicness, if there's such a word, of the song.
So you like them sonically.
That's right.
That's the word. Yeah, I'm coming in. Bring in the school fees. Tigwe, are you relating?
I think, man, to be honest, right, music, just like taste, can be very personal, right? And it can also be personal to your experience. So I remember listening to Tupac, and my mother was like, that's a mean on twin, you know? This is not music at all. And Tupac is Tupac. Come on now, you know what I mean? And my son just introduced me to KSI, the song The Thick of It, I think, and I hated the song. This is trash. What are you talking about?
What do you hate about it?
It's not rap. Let me just tell you that.
What
right?
is rap?
It's not rap to me. So I gave it some time.
I want to answer that, yeah. Gladys. Rhythm and poetry.
Come on now.
So you saying what you heard was no rhythm, had no poetry.
That's microphone.
You mumble rap, guys.
But even if you... No, but Gladys, there's a thing. Even if you do go into the lyrics and you actually read them, you're just like, that's not poetry.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
That is called slang, because that is the language that the kids are using nowadays.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
And I heard someone, I can't remember who this guy was, just an expert that was being interviewed, and he's like, the best thing you can do for yourselves is always follow what the current kids are doing.
Yeah.
And that's how you're always going to stay up to date. Mm. It's like how our parents can no longer use their phones, and well, they had to get us involved in setting up their phones and things like that. But you know, I'm not saying I fully understand it, but I'm saying I fully appreciate the generational evolution of music. Because just yesterday, you know, just yesterday, I was listening to like a much younger radio station because I was channel hopping. Mm. And the topic there was, if you could raid any celebrity's wardrobe, who would it be? The names that came up there.
You didn't know.
Who's this person?
Listen, so my thing is, I love music. Mm. And by the way, like Migos, my guilty pleasure. Yes. Like I love music like that.
But now they ad lib.
Yeah, but I just need to hear what you're saying. Another thing that I'll bring to the table is the fact that, you know, we grew up, Toni Braxton would drop a new song. You don't know this song, but you know that's Toni Braxton.
Yeah.
You know, Mariah Carey. Like, yes, Mariah Carey would drop a song. I don't know, between Coco Jones and Caesar, I just don't know who I'm listening to.
Yes, and the lyrics were clear, because I remember I used to listen to Top 40 Countdowns, and then I would mess up my sister's cassettes, because then I would record over them and then sit there, play, stop, write down. I had a lyric book.
You know, there are kids that don't know that
today.
They
Got YouTube. They've got YouTube. The lyrics are there already,
but and they don't stick because you didn't put in the work to actually learn.
Also, they actually don't know the lyrics themselves. That's what I figured out. That's why all the videos come out with lyrics. Because they can't hear themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They also can't hear. So it's not an us problem. Yeah. English is English. Like my favorite English teacher is Mariah Carey. I learned words there. Like transcending, that's what I heard from Mariah. And I don't think we have this in the current music that's out there.
You know what it is as well? We are living in a world of instant gratification. We have social media, your TikToks, where videos are like 15 seconds short. So you watch one thing, you've consumed what you... So you've taken in that information, you're moving on to the next thing. That's how we consume music nowadays. So the music of today, I don't know, maybe quote me later, I don't see it lasting like how yesterday's or, you know, the past music has influenced us. Because now, even through the sampling and whatever, we still connected to the past music. But I don't see today's music being sampled in future. I don't know.
Well, Gangendal, youth of yesteryear, give me a call. Give me a shout. Send me a voice note. Are you relating with this music? If you are not, tell me, what's your issue with it? Sky 959 on the street and on the air.
Good morning, my play. Yes, morning. Yes. Yarr, let's vent indeed. Can't hear what these guys are saying. You know, we could even hear Busta Rhymes as fast as he is with his rhyming. Yeah, but these ones, icon. You can't tell what's going on here. And then you just hear things at the end of the rhyme that just hangs or slangs into the next verse. I don't know. No, we are venting. I agree, my play. I call.
I knew that this would happen. I knew it. I feel so validated. I feel seen.
You know what? You are so absolutely correct. The uniqueness in our musicians then, like Tamia would just be Tamia. You didn't have to know the song. You just had to hear from the voice. I think that's what made our music unique and special. And also like very personal, but now, oh God, oh Rebecca Kulanjeng or Kolegu Kulanjeng or Lundi, you don't even know what is what, who's who. In the zoo.
That is funny because actually Rebecca Malope actually sounded like Lundi. And we had a problem with that. We're like, no, get your own voice.
I mean, I can't relate at all. Mumble rap. No, guys. I can't relate, but I think within the group, there's still J. Cole, Ducci, Kendrick, Big Sean. At least there's still some rappers that I can hear. Aye, but la mamanya, no.
And you know what, my guy, that actually proves, Uguti, we are not just anti music coming out. We're not anti new music. We want to hear new music. We want to pass on the baton to these young ones and let's hear what they got to say. But can we hear what they got to say? You know? Can we? That's all we're asking for. Can we hear you? Can you use English? Ni speak in English, please. Why are you laughing at me?
Yeah, clear, because you need to do your research and catch up. No. I was saying to Butle now, what's the quill? What's the quill? What's the quill?
Oh, no, that's the quill. That's a quill. And by the way, my nephew is actually one of the leaders of that. Give us a call. Are you relating to this new music? Can you hear it?
I totally don't understand why the lyrics don't have to make sense. I mean, sometimes you are trying to follow through a song. First stanza, this rapper is talking about this. Then the chorus is talking about this. Then the second stanza, Omunye futhi ofeatured ongenayo, is rapping about something else. Like, why? Why can we not follow through a story or a timeline or something?
Thank you, ma'am. Ngiyabonga. Because it needs to make sense. A song is a poem. It needs to make sense. We can have stanzas about different things. One's talking about cars, one's talking about trees.
You know, I think music wakudala, it was driven more by passion and trying to send a message to the people, because I think because most of the people that we listened to were black people, so they were sending out a message to depressed people because of whatever situation they were happening at that time. So manje, I think now we're living in a world of a bit of abundance.
So these kids don't have passion for what they do. They just want fame and fortunes. So hence, in music, Kwabe will never resonate or will never last like the music that we grew up listening to. Our message, it's about gratification. It's about flashing. It's about being known. But it doesn't have substance because they themselves are not passionate about it. They're just chasing fame and fortune. I think that's the difference.
They've got nothing. Umuntu akasebenzi uhlala endlini kubo una 18 and already you are flashing. Uflashing ngani? You're right, my guy. I believe that.
You know, I can relate that our old music was so super, super, super nice because you can hear the lyrics, you can understand it. Nowadays, yo, it's so difficult. The other day, my niece just posted a lyrics to say, we are Pitori, Otoha Pitori, we are Joyce, from Joyce, we are Gai. Karina Kewe, Intuisimo, we are Gai, we are Joyce, or we are Gai. She just laughed and said, auntie, no, it's a song by Kapsa Small. And then she sent me the song. You know, I just laughed at myself. Kata, okay, it's fine. That shows how old I am.
It's a geography lesson. GPS.
I cannot relate to this music. And the another issue is the artist does not have any identity whatsoever anymore. You cannot differentiate amongst them who is who. Another thing is that the lyrics, they're just mumbling. You can't even hear what they're saying. Even if you Google the lyrics, it doesn't make any sense. The evolution, yes, is fine, but I think they must lean more on making music for people to hear what is being said. I can't relate at all.
Now, can you imagine if this mumbly thing actually made it to radio? Coming up in the news, Sigram Lorikai 959.
Mamela, Mina, Ansha, Mizambela, Neridi, Mangfunu, Kumba, Manga. Pela, coming, it's a rare, but it's a quiet this one. Since as you're on a peru, it's a fun in a da, no mutangena house, you're actually happy.
Happy!
You're zip too, Abatabasafunu, who's one next. Yeah, even Kumanjan or in Ishoganjan, Maka to follow who breed as unpin and funda mania my learning. I'm writing a rhythm pen. Rhythm, rhythm, we go with the rhythm. I'm minding even a Bogatia Tugana or a Tugana.
You know what? Let's be honest. I was telling some of my friends that we used to listen to house.
Yeah.
And now this Amapiano thing, for me, they all sound the same. It's just the vocals that's different. So even if with hip-hop, it's, I don't know what we're listening to, but we're listening to something that only the 2000s know.
I mean, I love my piano, you know? I love it because I can still hear Ugutu Tuan, also the beat. Yo!
I'm a player. Hi. Minanje. I don't hear what these kids are listening to. When I'm driving with my son, he's 17 years old. So, Mina, I just listen to the radio station while I'm driving. The minute he gets in, he switches and put in the Bluetooth and plays his music. And I'm like, what are you playing? I don't even hear it. I don't even hear the lyrics. I really don't understand. Yo, what you are saying, guys, is true. Music here namhlanje, here today, gone tomorrow.
And the problem is that we just can't hear. That's the only issue. We love the beat. We just can't hear.
Kanti rap is a second. I mean, I need rap ya valo. Me kamba bo jaba. Kuhamba ngisho na bo pro. U retire bo proverb. Angbezwa nambati ni mfitu. Yaza angbezwa bati. Bona baya asho go. Na itmara china sbezwa bati ni mfitu. Ngisho no maseva tuga na ngege si. Tuga na ubo nisinga bakuz. Msindo nji.
Maybe that's the whole idea. Kuti singa bezwa kuti bati. But anyway, we don't just hate. If you're listening in the car and you're a young one, we don't hate all the music that's out there. We love when Doja Cat raps. We love when J. Cole raps. Okay, J. Cole, yeah. But it's just ilabes ngabezo. That's the problem. Thank you for all the voice notes.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.